the pricing and also the program, right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Giselle. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, sir, she did. I think it's about putting me on the front page of Google.
Correct.
It sounds like a good idea for me.
Yeah. Google advertising's been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years.
Uh-huh.
They haven't
a lot of people.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I think when I first got into business,
mm-hmm.
4 years ago, I actually had signed up with Google.
Uh-huh.
I think I had just kind of got discouraged because I was thinking like it was going to instantly start generating me work.
Yeah.
But it's a time-consuming thing. I've been in business now 4 years, so I'm kind of established a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I done came to the conclusion as far as Google is the main source that a lot of people get on their phone when they're looking for anything.
Right.
They tend to jump on Google. I'm on Yelp. But how many times do people just instantly type in Yelp to look
yeah.
at anything? They instantly, first thing they do is jump on Google. So
right.
I come to a conclusion that is a good idea.
Okay. Well, the major benefit to you in this call is that we have a listing available for your industry and area. You know, that's the most important thing. If we don't have an availability to list you in the moving category, then it doesn't really do us much good, you know. So having you on the top moving company in the area is really what's going to drive the traffic and get the customers coming in. I noticed you already built your own website, right?
Yeah, well, I actually got it through an agent. The website comes from Town Square, but it's actually a pretty good website. The reason I've been holding on to it.
Mm-hmm. You're still with Town Square right now?
Hello?
Yeah, you're cutting out pretty bad there. I was asking if you're still with Town Square right now.
Hello?
There you are. Hi, Terry. We got lost for a second there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Are you still with Town Square?
Yeah, I actually with Town Square with the website.
Okay, so you're only paying them for the site. They're not doing any kind of advertising for you?
No, sir. It's just only for the website.
Okay. What are they charging you each month for the website, if you don't mind me asking?
It's like $105, something like that, per month.
A month for the website?
Yeah.
That's a little pricey.
And I actually done had their website, man, about 2 years now.
Really? And you've been paying $105 a month for it?
Yeah.
Man. I mean, it's not a bad website, but $105 a month is pretty excessive. I could get a better one built. And the most important thing is it showing up on the first page, you know? The website's not going to do you much good unless it's being looked at by people who are looking for a moving company.
Yeah, and I only been holding on to it just to have a website. And because my main source of work comes from, I work off Angie List. I get a lot of revenue from Angie List.
Yeah,
I only been hanging on to the website far as just to have
something for them to look at.
If they can go and look at me on my website. That's the only reason. I haven't generated not any work from the website. I just look at it
bad.
Like far as this. Yeah, it is.
If you spent $1,200 on it over the last year, you know, that's not good. You need to have return on investment to show for that. All right. We have a package that I could put you on. And the package comes with not just the first page placement on Google, but Bing, you know, I know you're already on Yelp, so we won't duplicate that, but, you know, it usually has Yelp too, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You know, we'll create a Facebook business page for you, run Facebook ads. I mean, it's top to bottom, Terry. I mean, you could literally leave Angie's and this website in the past, and you won't lose any sleep over it, because this will effectively replace any leads that are being generated by Angie's List and resolve the issue with your website without you having to pay $105 a month. So normally the package deal, it's advertised on our website at $499 per month. I can reduce it to just $249 per month. And that's without cutting any corners. You're still getting all the bells and whistles.
Okay. But I mean, is it that good that I have that? Because, like I say, man, AngieList been my bread and butter. I can tell you.
I'm not telling you, Terry, that you have to cancel it to do this. But any smart business owner, right, you're going to want to evaluate, hey, what am I spending and what am I making? And when you have a package like this where we're using not just Google but Bing and all these other platforms, Facebook, to generate leads for you, it should keep you busy enough to where you don't have to buy leads from anywhere else.
I mean, how effective would this be? Do it take like over a period of time to get everything generated to get everything to start rolling in?
Yeah, in order to get it to its maximum capacity, it's going to take a little bit of time. I mean, the Google verification has to be done. The website's got to be rebuilt. You know, there's a lot of things that we're going to have to do for you. But you'll be able to start getting leads. Like Facebook, we get Facebook up and running pretty quickly, like 2 to 3 days. So you'll be able to start getting leads pretty fast, actually. It's just you won't feel the maximum effect of it until everything's done. You get what I'm saying? So it staggers out over time.
I think the problem, I don't know if this is the exact problem that it was when I first got into business, I had signed up for all the Google accounts and stuff like that, where they started me a Facebook, all the platforms, they started me a website up.
Yeah.
But they didn't have me getting direct calls. Like when people was calling, it was going to another number or something, and they was contacting me, and I didn't like that. That was the reason for me to cut it when I first had started it.
Dang. Yeah, that's like such an easy fix, you know? I mean, we only give a tracking number if our customers ask for them. So we won't put a tracking number on your listing unless you literally ask for it. And the only time business owners ask for it is so that they can have like a caller ID system. Because if somebody calls that number, it's going to ring to your phone in real time, but on your screen, when you're getting the call, it'll tell you that it's coming from that number, so you know it's an actual lead and job opportunity rather than like a personal call or something.
And what you mean it'll tell you like it's coming from?
Yeah, like the click to call feature. You could set it up so that calls that come in from that number say like Google lead. So that way when your phone rings, you know it's somebody that called you off of Google or off of that number, rather than your personal call. So we only give that to people so they don't have to go buy a whole separate business line and pay like $60 a month for another phone. You know, you have that number there and it helps you differentiate it. And then we have an app and a tracking system that'll also keep track of all the leads and the calls and everything. So that way you could tangibly see like what we're bringing in for you each month.
Okay.
But you don't have to do that. I mean, we could just put your number up there if you don't like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to let us know. We want to customize it for you.
Okay. So far as my website that I have, I just need to try to contact Town Square to just get that subscription canceled?
Yeah. You could cancel them. I mean, this website's super simple. Like, we could have a website better than this up and running in the matter of a couple of days. We would just need you to send in like your logo and any photos that you want us to use on the site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
That's just going to be a part of your package. I'm not charging you anything extra for the site. I'm just kind of gifting that from us to you to kind of resolve that issue that you're having there of paying $105 a month. Because without having the placement, websites are, I mean, that $105 isn't worth paying for. That's the main reason why you're not getting leads or anything from the site is because you need the placement on Google to actually get people to see the site, you know?
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, it sounds pretty good as far as the Angie, as far as the Angie's account. You guys, if I was to counsel what I already have with Angie, you guys does the Angie exposure as well? I mean, not the Angie, the Yelp account.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do Yelp for you as well. If you want to allot money into Yelp leads, though, it's going to be separate. So it's like whatever dollar amount you want to put into that, we'll actually go directly into it, and we'd just be hosting it for you if you want to do Yelp ads.
Okay, or I can just keep managing the Yelp ads myself, right?
And yeah, you could always do Yelp ads yourself. We'll still host your Yelp page for you. We just, if you want to run ads and actually have like an ad budget on Yelp, then you need to set aside money for that as well. Does that make sense?
Yep. It didn't make a whole lot of, because Yelp been kind of a touch and miss. At one point I was spending, that's why I'm looking forward into this, what you have in place far as with the internet exposure and all of that.
Yeah.
I can afford it because I can cut out a lot of stuff that I'm doing. Like, I
was
paying $1,000 a month on Yelp.
Right. That's exactly.
I was getting the business. I was making the money, so I wasn't too
worried about it. Yeah.
As long as I'm making the money, I don't mind spending the money on getting the advertising, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, that's most businesses. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is better though. Like Google has been the number one way for the last 17 years. So what you really have going on when you sign up with us, we're partnered with Google. We've been in business for 20 years. So you have a company of professionals that have been around for 20 years helping business owners like yourself generate leads and job opportunities. At the end of the day, that's what you want, right? So the service is once a month. I've offered you the package at a discounted rate, and I included the website for you, so that way you have the tools that you need, and that'll help us help you, right? And so we'll get you up and running, and then because it's month to month, we got to actually get in there and use these tools to get you the jobs. Instead of you having to try to figure it out on your own, we need to get it in there and make sure it's working, or else we're not going to get paid next month, you know?
Okay.
So it just keeps it honest, you know, it's a working relationship.
Okay, so actually with this Google thing, I actually be on the front page when someone goes on the internet and look up local movers or
moving company, professional mover, movers near me, yeah. We give you 15 different keywords. So what you're talking about is called a keyword search. So if somebody types in long distance moving, you know, that would be one of them. Or you get 15 different ones at a time.
Okay.
And it covers up to 50 miles around you.
Okay. Okay. Man, it actually sounds pretty good as far as my budget. Because, like I say, I pay $500 a month for Angie.
Yeah, this is going to save you a lot of money. You know, Angie's uses Google to get the leads they sell to you, Terry.
Yeah.
They're on the first page of Google. It says like 10 best moving companies, right? And if somebody clicks on that, Angie's tells the customer, we're going to connect you with 5 moving companies. And the customer's like, sweet, I'm going to have like 5 people call me that do moving. I'm going to hear them out. I'm going to pick the cheapest guy. We're going to get moving, right? Or whichever one's the fastest can get out to me. But what happens on the other end with you guys as the business owners, you pay this lead fee. It goes to 5 people. I mean, it's only one person gets the lead or the job, and the other 4 people just paid a bill for nothing.
Uh-huh.
So you technically got to buy like 4 or 5 leads for each job that you get, which you could still make money in that system. But what we're doing here is we're cutting out your middleman and just listing you as your own company on the first page with your phone number. And people more often are going to just call you directly than would actually go to Home Advisor by Angie's. The kind of people that go down to that system are price shopping. They're not really the ideal customer for you. They're looking for the business that's going to give them the deal and be cheaper. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I was telling you, you don't have to cancel it to sign up with this. But if you try this out, compare them side by side next to each other, and you'll understand pretty quickly what I'm saying. Is it'll replace it.
That's what I'm kind of figuring out with, like I say, the budgeting. Because if I even keep Angie, because like I say, that's been my bread and butter for 4 years, man. So far, mm-hmm. I just couldn't. I mean, this Google thing gonna have to really just show me before I just cut Angie's off like that. Because like I said,
yeah,
it's been my bread
fine.
And butter for the 4
yeah.
years.
No, that's fine. And that's why I'm telling you month to month and half price, because I just want to get our foot in the door and be able to show it to you. Once you could see the difference, rather than me just tell you, it'll sell itself. I don't have to do any convincing, you know? You'll have data clients that you've gotten from it.
And I can see the vision in it. Like I say, I've been in business 4 years now, and mm-hmm. and I know that Google is the main source. I come to find out, because I done been experienced with so many different things with buying leads. And mm-hmm. buying leads, it get kind of scary and ridiculous, because like you say, those leads go to 4 or 5 different people.
Yeah.
And it's a fight to get them. So I know it's a much better source, a much better way of doing this thing, especially with technology the way it is now. So Google is most definitely the source of getting of what
it's
I'm
gonna,
looking for.
It's gonna feel so foreign to you when you get somebody that's calling you. Like, hey Terry, I found you on Google. I wanna hire you guys. Like, I got this, and this. When can you help me? Instead of you calling them after you just paid 40-50 bucks for it. Like, I know when that first lead comes in, it's gonna be like a whole new experience for you. Because the way you're doing things isn't wrong. It's just you're going through the routes that are accessible to you, and the ones that have been accessible to you prior are expensive. You know, they nickel and dime you for every little scrap.
Yeah, and starting off, of course, it was a good thing, because I was chasing the work then.
Yeah.
But now with me being 4 years in, I'm kind of stable a little bit. I'm ready to take this thing to another level. And I know it's not – the average moving company is not getting by with buying leads all the time like I've been doing.
No, so the company that BEC Enterprises is going to be on the first page of Google with are Big League Movers, All My Sons Moving, and Gold Mouth Affordable Moving. And then there will be BEC Enterprises up there. So I don't know if you know those companies – but they do really well.
Yeah, I most definitely, I know all of those guys. And,
yeah.
And I do way better work than those guys. I don't have clients tell me, man. I
believe it, Terry. They're not getting the calls and getting more jobs than you because they're better than you. They're just getting it because they're on Google. So when people pull up their phone, that's who they see. They don't see you, so they don't have a chance to hire you.
Uh-huh. And I most definitely want to get it done, man. Like I say, how much you say a month?
It'd be $249 to get started, and that's it.
Okay, and do this fee tend to change over time, or?
No. Yeah, we send you a service agreement in writing that'll have everything documented that we're doing for you. The deal I'm giving you, it's going to be locked in at $249 for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
That won't ever go up or change. But let's say later on you want to expand. Like, let's say, you know, you come to me and you go, hey, man, we grew over the last 6 months, and I want to get something going down in Mississippi or over in Arkansas. We can get you exposure over there. Not saying you will. Those are probably bad examples. But we can get you exposure over there by running Google Ads. So we could do something bigger in the future and put you as one of those sponsored guys in different areas. But right now, I just want to make sure that you're at least being seen in this market, you know, your backyard, and establishing yourself there, build up the reviews, get those customers coming in. And if you can handle it or you grow the business, then we could definitely grow the marketing to make sure that we accommodate the guys that you have and keep you guys busy.
I get a lot of work in Arkansas and Mississippi as well with them because my 50-mile radius where I'm at, it covers like right over across the state line in South Haven and
Olive
Branch.
Uh-huh.
And Arkansas, West Memphis, this part of the 50-mile radius.
Right. Right. I was just using it as an example. Like, if you want to grow it to areas that you're not already hitting, we can expand. Yeah, but the way we would expand would be to do a bigger package in the future.
Yeah, I got you. I most definitely want to get it rolling. I most definitely want to do it.
Okay. So let me create your account. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I was just going to create your account here because there's a form you got to fill out too over the weekend. And then on Monday, we're going to interview you as well, just to customize it and get going on the website and everything. So on the first page of Google, Terry, you can only have one phone number listed. I know you said you weren't really interested in using any kind of tracking number, but did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Which is the, is it the 901-728?
Yep, 1669.
Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, Terry?
Beckton, B-E-C-T-O-N.
B-E-C-T-O-N.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And are you the sole owner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing and your receipt?
First name, last name, @gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy. TerryBeckton@gmail.com. Okay. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. I don't know if you ever heard of that before. I know you said you'd worked with Townsquare in the past, and they should have done that for you. But there's a little postcard. It comes in the mail. It'll say Google on it, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'm going to need from you when it comes in. But what's the street address that I could send that to?
5457.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meal Branch Road.
Meal Branch. Okay, I found it. At 38116, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, do you want me to hide the address or you want me to leave it displayed?
Yeah, hide the address.
Okay. It'll still say Memphis, Tennessee 38116 on your listing, though. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, I'll hide the street address here. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
We can say 7 a.m. to... I never close, man. What you think?
We can go like 7 to 7 or 7 to 5 and then go like 24/7 emergency services available. I don't know. It's kind of your preference, really.
Let's just leave it 24 hours.
Okay. What I'll do then is I'll leave it as open availability right now, and then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. And if you ever want to change it, like you start getting calls at random times of the night, and you're like, okay, this needs to stop, just let me know. I could always fix it for you.
Okay.
All right. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay.
Could we just do cash or check? I mean, cash or card?
Yeah.
I'm scared to take too many checks, man. I've been burnt one time so far.
I know. I have contractors that I work with, and one of my guys, I've worked with him for a few years, but they had tried to stiff him on a project, and this guy went down there and was about to pull a gun on him. I had to talk them off the ledge. You know, just because the check bounced.
So easy to get scammed, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was like a $15,000 check, but I don't know what those people were thinking, because obviously he knows where they live. He was doing all the work at their home, but that's why I had to kind of calm him down and was like, okay, you know, you act irrational and they could really mess everything up for you and your business. Just go talk to them and see what happened. And it really was an easy fix, but he had said he was never taking a check again after that. So
yeah,
I understand that
situation. It was a $1,500 check for a little move I did.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy wrote me a check, and 2 days later, my bank tell me that the check had been rejected. And I get a call from the guy. He won't answer the phone. And this almost been like 6-7 months ago.
Wow.
And man, I still haven't heard anything from him. And
oh man, I would have went down there.
The paperwork.
Yeah.
I went to his house. I went to his house and no answer at the door and all of that. Like, I moved him in, so I know where he's staying.
Yeah.
No answer. It's just crazy, but I just chunked it up, man. I've been blessed. But you live and you learn.
Yeah. They'll get their karma. Get their karma. You know, you don't live very long treating people like that anyway. Somebody gonna,
man,
you
wouldn't
gonna cross
believe
the wrong
it.
One. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. It's a black guy, and I looked him up on Facebook and everything. Mm-hmm. This man is a preacher.
Oh. The deceit.
This man is a preacher.
The deceit. It's always the ones you don't expect. That's horrible. And he knows about karma, too. He just don't care. He must think God really saving him, but it don't work like that. The devil didn't get
it. I didn't call it a loss. I think he still say that he'll text me every now and again, and I text him, and sometimes he'll answer and be like he ain't forget. But it's been 6-7 months, so I mean,
that's
I just
wild.
Call it a live and learn, man. And I've been blessed, like I say.
He's an older guy, huh? He must be up there, and it's probably hard for him to pull together that kind of money, because even as a pastor, it's a non-profit, so I don't know where he's scraping his money together from. They might be collecting and doing it a slow process, you know. Might not be a busy church.
Well, I mean, he probably could have set me up a couple of dates with his wife instead of
it. You're foul.
So I'm just playing around. But then I had texted him. I was like, man, because I'm trying to take care of my family as well, man. I don't want to lose. I said, man, we can just make an arrangement to just make small payments if you don't have it all. I just don't want to look at it as a total loss. I'm cool with you making small payments. I'm just trying to figure it out with them, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you won't have to worry about that when it comes to this, because if they call you, it's saved on your tracking system. Like, if they call you off of Google, and that's why I was telling you get a whole different audience when you're a more reputable company, you know? Like, these guys that are up there now, big league movers, they're not running into problems like that. But that guy probably tried to isolate you and felt like, oh, this is a little smaller moving company. I might be able to get away with it, you know?
Uh-huh. Yep.
With this, no way, because we got the recordings from the call. We know his phone number, where he's at. You know, we could trace it back to him. We have his name plastered everywhere. Other people will be looking for him, you know, and nobody else will do business with him. So, you know, you can rest assured you won't really have to deal with those problems anymore. But I can also understand if you had an experience like that, not wanting to take checks. So I'm okay with either or, however you want me to list it.
Yeah, so we can just do cash. I mean, you can have checks on that. Once I get to the job and feel a person out and see how they is.
Yeah,
like
you can decide.
With this, it's a totally different kind of audience. So
yeah,
I'll know
it's different people
and stuff like that. I kind of feel a little more comfortable with getting a check, Because I have no problem with getting a check.
You know,
that, so.
You know, some of these guys, too, like when they get into their client interview, I'm going to set up your client interview for Monday, but they get into their client interview and they know the parts of the town that are bad, and they ask us to make it so that their listing doesn't show in those areas. So it's like they're avoiding certain parts of town where they don't have to worry about dealing with gangs or certain types of people, you know? And we could set it up that way. It's like geo-targeted. So people searching over there won't even see you as a recommendation. It's almost like a negative keyword situation where we just remove areas.
I know exactly what you mean, because I don't ran into a free customers like that. They say like Big Lee's told them they don't service
their area.
Yeah,
they have their, a lot of their campaign is set up like that, where they're actually targeting like high-end areas. So they already know, like, hey, I got a call from this area. All the houses on this block are about this much. This is somebody with money. They're probably moving out of their house or to a new house and not just like apartment to apartment. So it's different kind of audience, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm fine with it. I want to go with it.
Okay. But on Monday, what would be the best time to do that interview? Actually, I got to schedule that appointment now.
Monday, I don't have any work, so okay. I say about 10, let's say about 10 o'clock, where I'm going to get my kids off to school.
Okay. All right. I'm going to schedule it between 10 and 11. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then they're going to text you 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder. So at 9 o'clock, they'll shoot you a text. Make sure you don't forget. Okay.
All right.
And then, I'm gonna save this. I'm going to set it up right now. Make sure you get all these reminders. Yeah. If anything pops up or changes or you're running behind with the kids, just let us know. We'll always coordinate with you. Can always reschedule. I'll actually text you my direct number right now too. So if you need it, you could just shoot me a message.
Okay, and let me ask you about the is it some kind of dashboard or something that I'll be able to?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get it to you right now. Give me 1 second. Okay. Yeah, I'll show you. I just gotta create the account and secure the spot first. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
We can do a debit card payment.
Okay. So is this under your name, Terry, or does it say Beck Enterprises?
The card?
Yeah.
Yeah, the card is Beck Enterprises, BEC Enterprises, yes.
I gotcha. Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN to?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's 4607.
Okay.
3000.
3000.
1247.
1247.
3289.
3289. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1127.
1127. And then 3-digit code on the back?
977.
977. Okay. All right, and then this is only going to be $249 for the Platinum package. I've included the website for you at no extra cost, and I waived all setup fees. When the first month's term is completed, this is going to be set up to automatically renew each month, but you're going to keep that discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. Okay? I'm going to send that to you in writing right now. And then you could discontinue or cancel at any time if you're ever unhappy, Terry. There's no, like, cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We just part ways with you. All that we ask is if you decide to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you or basically call us before the 14th day.
Okay, do I call – would I have your direct – could I call you? If I
yeah,
have, can you
I texted it to you.
Line?
Yeah, I go to your text messages.
Okay, I see, hey, this is John. Okay.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. That's my direct line. So we have 24/7 customer service. I'm not here on the weekends, but if you hit that number and you hit extension 1 instead of 544, we have 24/7 customer service. There's always a live operator to help you too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we stay on top of it. We know our business owners, man. They always want it now.
especially when it's about their credit, man.
It's about money.
I might wake up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, be on my mind, and I'd be like, man, my wife be like, everybody sleep, you can't do it. And I still try.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I woke up today at 5 o'clock and I started getting ready. And I knew it was like a little earlier because I usually start work at 7. But I was like, oh, it felt like maybe the alarm will go off in a couple of minutes. I got all dressed and I went and looked at my phone. I was 2 hours early. But I've been tired all day. I should have just laid back down.
I actually went to bed about 4 o'clock last night, and it was the last night. I had started bringing in this new year. Like I say, February is always kind of slow for movers. So I've been more at the house a little bit, able to catch up on stuff and thinking of how to grow the business. So I haven't been having a lot of paperwork to do and this when I go out to jobs. But that was one of the reasons why that guy was able to screw me out of that $1,500. Because I didn't have any paperwork for him. I normally was just coming, doing the job and going off words. And so I done got a little more to cover my tracks because I got insurance. I got everything. So
Watch this. I got this tool for you. You were saying you wanted a dashboard, right? Go to your text messages here. I think the first one that came through is the outline of the agreement. So it has everything in writing right there if you click on that terms. But there's going to be another one that's going to come through, and it'll have a username and a password. And there's a whole tracking system. We even have an app, but they send you the link to the app in your email. So you'll be able to actually download that from your email when it comes through. I recommend doing that because the app's easier to use than to go through the whole PC version. But it keeps track of everything, Terry. Like, it keeps track of...
So do I need to click on this link?
Yeah, that's your terms. So you have to sign that. If you click on that link, that's going to have everything in writing that we've gone over and everything that we're doing for you. It's also going to have the discounted pricing structure documented in there. You know, the billing date, the cancellation. The website, it's all in black and white. You know, we do legitimate business. So everything's documented. And then you also have a receipt there in your email as well to go along with this. And then you'll always be able to access this agreement in your tracking system and dashboard. So it's always available to you. But in your dashboard, it's also going to tell you that we need some paperwork in order to get you verified on Google. That'll basically be your homework for the weekend. So I do want you to be able to get in here so that way you know where to go and how to pull that up and then where to submit those documents. Because you only have to do that one time as long as you own the business. Even if you leave our services later, you'll still be a verified business where people can go look you up and it'll still keep all your reviews and the website and everything there. So that's probably the most valuable and most important thing out of all of this.
And you said I find that information in my email account?
There's going to be an email and a text message with the username and password and a link to the tracking system. Once you log into that tracking system, or even after you sign the terms, it'll automatically take you to the tracking system. But it's a whole dashboard, and so it has links for everything. You'll be able to find, like, the Google verification form. You know, you could request reviews from clients. You'll be able to keep track of all your leads and the jobs that you're getting. It's a full tool that's just designed to make your life easier. Instead of you trying to juggle all these things, have 100 different bills floating around, you'll just be able to log into that dash, and it's almost like a digital file cabinet for you.
Okay, now I done came on the terms and conditions, and I'm hitting the tick box. We're saying I agree to receive messages. I authorize the holding and sign of the card.
Right,
but it won't
that's
let
actually
me go
you. Oh, you should. It's because you have to sign it. You have to type out your first and last, and it has to match up. And then once you confirm signature, it'll automatically take you there. And you got to authorize the agreement.
Signature your name, and it's like Terry Victor to agree. But it won't let me scroll up on their page to get down there to sign anything.
Oh, yeah, that happened with one of my clients earlier today. I think he had to turn his phone sideways to be able to click it.
Try that. Got it.
It's weird. It wasn't doing that before, but I remember we sat here for like 5 minutes, like trying to figure it out, and he said he had to turn his phone sideways to be able to sign it. But yeah, every business owner that you see on Google on the first page had to go through this whole process, get set up, get Google verified, but you know, the long-term benefits of it, I mean, it's priceless for some, you know, for most, I would say. Your whole reputation's up there, right in the pocket of anybody who is, wants to question it, you know?
Okay, it's welcome to local splays, and it asks me to create a username and password. Is that something I do?
Yeah, so you have your username is your phone number.
Okay, so it'd be 901-728-1669.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then the password is my social. MySOCIAL.
MYSOCIAL.
IAL.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Spill it over again, man.
Yeah, it's in your text messages, too. It's MYSOCIAL. Like my social, but all one word.
My social, okay.
Mm-hmm. SOCIAL. MYSOCIAL. And you could change that once you log into it. You don't have to use that one forever. That's just to get you started. You logged in?
No.
No? Okay, hold on. So, do this then, Terry. Go to your text messages.
All right.
All right. You see that there's a text in there. It says local splash, and it says, welcome. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard. It'll have the username. It'll have the username and password right there. Just so that we know there's no misspellings.
Okay.
And then if you click on that link right there in the text, it'll take you back to that page, and you could just put the username and password in right there.
Okay.
But once you're in there, there's going to be a section in the settings that you go over to, and it'll say My Documents, and it'll ask you for all your business documents, and that's where you want to fill that out. And it also have like your subscription terms in there. And then obviously it's not going to show you a lot of data right now because we haven't got you set up yet. But once it's up and running and the leads start coming in, it'll have everything documented in there. So it'll tell you like, oh, you have this many leads, and it'll have their number. And if they called you directly, it has recordings in there. Like you could literally go in there and press play, and you could hear yourself answer the call and pitch these people and talk to them. And it might sound weird right now, but I'm telling you, after like 6 months and you have so many different clients, somebody calls you like, hey, can you come back over here? And you're like, yeah, I'll get back to you. You know, I'm busy right now. You go into that tracking system, you plug that number in that called you, and you'll have their whole history in there. You know, you'll have the conversations, you'll have the address where you picked up, the address you dropped off. You know, you can put notes in there. So that's huge.
Uh-huh.
This will just help you keep track of everything. And then you could even document like your invoices and everything. So for tax reasons later on. So this dashboard will help you a lot, not just from getting all the customers and keeping track of the customers, but just keeping track of your whole business, you know?
Okay. I'm in it. I see it all now.
Yeah. It's pretty blank right now, right? But obviously the data populates in real time as all this stuff's getting set up and coming in for you. But if you go to your dashboard in the settings section, Let me get in there with you so we're looking at the same thing. I think you got to click on your initials in that top corner, and it'll say settings. When you click on it, it'll be a little drop down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then you go to account settings.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and your terms are in here, your billing, your password, all your personal information is in here. So this is like the central hub for it.
Okay.
Oh, I took you to the wrong spot. I'm sorry. And then if you go scroll back up to the top, hit where it says business info.
Okay.
Okay. And now you're going to see like your business name, your business address, your business phone number. It should have the email in there. I don't know why it didn't. But the I'll update that myself here. And then the website, I took that other website out unless you want me to put it in there as of right now. But I was under the impression we're going to just build you a whole new one, right? That's what you want to do?
Yeah.
Save yourself that $105. Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to try to contact Town Square and try to get their counsel today.
Okay, yeah. Save yourself that $105 before they charge you again for it another month.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll get you a new site. So the new site will be there. Once it's ready, it'll just pop up in there. And there's also a website tab at the top of this tracking system. You can click on that, and that'll give you all the insights from your site. But right now, I want you to scroll down to the bottom of this thing, and you'll see where it says business documents at the bottom. And it'll say click here to add business license, registration, or other documents. But really, you want to fill this stuff out as much as you can. Like if you have a logo for the company where it says media, you want to fill that out. Like put the logo in there. You know, get a picture of it. Put it in there. Business photos. If you get new pictures from jobs, before and after shots, you want to put them in that business photos section. When you upload them in here, what we do is we'll go in there and take those photos and we'll populate them on all the platforms across the internet. So now you get new photos on Yelp, on Yellow Pages, on Thumbtack, on your Facebook page, on your Google Business page, on your website. We'll do it all from there. All you got to do is put it in right there. And then we'll go through all the online listings and update them for you. Make sense?
Okay.
So it'll make it real easy. Anytime you finish a job, you can just snap those photos and then you get home in the evening. You could send them the request for reviews and then send those photos over to us and it'll just update in real time. Now, if you have any kind of licensing or anything like that, as you scroll up to like the content section, you could upload those licensing, there. Those are things that will display on your website too, so people know you're the real deal. But,
Where you upload the license at?
Where it says content, and then you scroll down, it'll be like hours, payment method, contacts, description, product, services, mission, tagline, and it'll say license number. But you know what, Terry, to be honest, you don't have to worry too much about this right now. I would focus just on the business documents and maybe like the media portion of it, because when you get into that client interview on Monday, they're going to jump in here. And they'll ask you some of these questions, and they'll input it for you while we got you on the line, too. So
okay.
A lot of that interview is just going to be about getting the service area down, the keywords down, and then they'll fill all this stuff out, get your mission statement, get the website going.
All right.
Okay? But, yeah, we'll get you rocking and rolling as fast as humanly possible. I mean, we're the number one ranked Google partner in the country, so if we can't get this rolling for you, nobody can. And get this
man, I'm looking forward into getting it done, man. I want to see what I can get out of it. But like I say, I've been comfortable with Angie these last 3-4 years. But I just knew this year I need the.
Yeah, if you scroll up to the top of this thing and hit that home button at the top, where next to advanced reporting.
Hold on, let me find it.
Okay. It's at the top, kind of like where you click business info. Yeah, there's home. Yeah, you see how it's all blank right now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but this will start populating. Like, it'll have all your results, your leads. When you click on the leads section, it'll have, like, calls in there, everything. So, like, you get full transparency. There's a website tab. a listings tabs. You can keep track of all your listings. You'll be able to see everything that we're doing for you. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with Angie's, like that's Stone Age stuff. Those guys are doing this, and then they'll go in there and grab a lead and sell you that number for $50, and they'll sell it for $50 to like five other guys. You know, you could set all this stuff up yourself, get your own leads without them nickel and diming you. So, and that's what we're doing. So, like I said, I'm happy that you gave us a shot, you know, that you took the call and you chose to hear us out. I think it'll be a real game changer for your business moving forward throughout the rest of this year and beyond it.
I think so as well, man. I do.
Yeah. And I'm always here to break it down for you, too, you know. You got my direct number in there. Like I said, we got 24/7 customer service, too. So, you know, I got guys that don't know how to use a computer and do all the stuff that you're doing right now. But we still make it work for them, you know. We just tell them, answer the phone when the customers come in and do your thing. Take care of them. Make sure they leave a good review, and we'll get you rolling with the rest. Keep bringing them in.
I guess it, man. I appreciate it. So my homework for this weekend is to get my documents in?
Yes. That's it. You got to fill that out at the bottom of there. When you go to the business info portion of it on this tracking system, you hit that business info button at the top, and then you scroll down to the bottom, and it'll say media, and it'll say business documents. You just want to fill that out. And then we're going to give you a call on Monday. I got you set up for 10 a.m. We'll text you at 9 o'clock, and then we'll walk you through the interview process.
Alrighty, man. I'm finna get on in now.
All right. Well, take care of that. Take care of Town Square. You have a good weekend, okay? And then I'll follow up with you on Monday. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just call in. We're here for you.
Thanks a lot, man. I got the number, man. Thanks.
Yep. I'm looking forward to working with you, Terry. You have a good weekend, okay?
All right. You do as well.
All right. Goodbye.